You're listening to SBS News.
Two residents and one staff member at a Melbourne aged care residence have tested positive for COVID-19. Victoria's Minister for Ageing, Luke Dennellan, says tests are being conducted at the Hawthorne Grange residential aged care home.
To be blunt, to date we haven't had outbreaks like in New South Wales. I very much hope that that remains like that, but it's very early on, so I'm a little bit reluctant to make prognosis of how management has managed residents there without actually knowing what's gone on.
Australia's Chief Nursing and Midwifery Officer, Alison McMillan, says people who work with vulnerable people, such as the elderly, need to be especially careful and stay at home if they feel unwell.
Be very vigilant about any minor or slight symptoms you might have, a scratchy throat, a little bit of a runny nose. Testing is available out there readily to everyone. So if you're at all concerned that you might have symptoms, please don't go to work. Please seek guidance from your GP or from a testing clinic, and let's confirm that you're COVID-free. Let's not put anybody in our community at risk.
12 residents at Newmarch House in Sydney's West have died from COVID-19, and the management is worried there could be more deaths, with more than 30 of the residents infected with the virus. Another elderly woman has died in Tasmania from the state's northwest, bringing Australia's death toll to 91. The 86-year-old is the latest death in a region devastated by a coronavirus outbreak that closed two of its hospitals and put thousands of people in quarantine. Tasmania's Premier Peter Gutwin released a report into the cluster, which has found a passenger from the Ruby Princess, who was treated in hospital, is believed to have passed on the virus to staff and other patients.
What we know is that about 1 in 10 coronavirus cases throughout Australia could be linked to that ship. And hundreds of cases across many states have stemmed from it. What the report confirms is that most likely that ground zero for the outbreak at the Northwest Regional Hospital was the Ruby Princess.
The report found some healthcare workers who were eventually found to be infected with the virus had kept working for several days while experiencing flu-like symptoms. Premier Gutwin says while lessons must be learned, he doesn't want the report being used to apportion blame.
This is just simply a case of people going about their lives, going about their jobs, while this dreadful set of circumstances has ensued and has wreaked havoc and misery on so many people.
New South Wales tested more than 7,300 people in the past 24 hours, and two cases were detected. The state is lifting some restrictions on Friday, which will allow two adults and children, if they have them, to make social visits to other households. Premier Gladys Berejiklian hopes people are sensible if they venture out under those circumstances.
Please make sure you do this responsibly. We don't want to see a huge spike in cases, which makes the situation unmanageable, and then for us to revert back to what April looked like. We want New South Wales to keep moving forward. We want New South Wales to keep being able to look at new opportunities in the future to ease restrictions.
The Northern Territory is lifting many restrictions from tomorrow, as it only has three active cases of COVID-19 and has not had any new cases for more than 3 weeks. Playgrounds, parks and swimming pools will reopen, and there'll be no limit on the number of people who can attend outdoor weddings and funerals. The ACT has become Australia's first jurisdiction to eliminate all known coronavirus cases. ACT Health Minister Rachel Stephen-Smith says most people realise there's a need for a measured and cautious approach.
Of course, we will see some people who will think that the current situation with no active cases means that they can be a bit more relaxed. I would encourage people not to be complacent. It's part of the reason that we're doing this wider testing for the next week and a bit to ensure that we really understand where we are at. And also to remind people that it only takes one case to start a new chain of transmission and a new cluster. So we really don't have room for complacency.
And several opposition MPs in Victoria have criticised a public health official who likened COVID-19 to Captain Cook's arrival in Australia. On the 250th anniversary of Captain Cook's arrival, the Deputy Chief Health Officer, Dr. Annelise van Diemen, tweeted, "Sudden arrival of an invader from another land, decimating populations, creating terror, forces the population to make enormous sacrifices and completely change how they live in order to survive." COVID-19 or Cook 1770? Opposition Leader Michael O'Brien says her focus should be on giving Victorians a pathway out of Labor's lockdown and not providing woke political commentary on Twitter. And you can keep up to date with the latest on coronavirus at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.